VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police in the Netherlands said Tuesday they are investigating terror as a possible motive behind the shooting in Utrecht on Monday, in which three people were killed. They say their investigation is based on a letter found in the getaway car, among other things. 37-year-old Turkish-born Gökümen Tanış was arrested Monday after a seven-hour manhunt. The leaders of the Western Hemisphere's two largest economies are pledging closer trade ties, as well as enhanced military cooperation, with President Trump even suggesting Brazil should be able to join NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. At a news conference Tuesday in the White House Rose Garden, the president also promised American support for Brazil to join the 36-member Organization for Cooperation and Economic Development, which includes most of the highly developed economies. More from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
Jair Bolsonaro, known as the Trump of the tropics, said he comes to Washington as the first Brazilian president in decades who is not anti-American and wants to work with the United States to ensure the removal of Nicolas Maduro from power in Caracas. Trump reiterated, all options are open, when asked by a reporter if military intervention in Venezuela by the United States is possible. Bolsonaro did not make any references to an invasion of his country's neighbor, but he did say, we need to put an end to the suffering of Venezuela's people. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Hundreds of Islamic State fighters making a last stand for the terror group's self-declared caliphate lost control of their tent city in the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz, in what U.S.-backed forces described as a significant blow. This is VOA News. The coastal nation of Mozambique appears to have been the hardest hit by a cyclone which ravaged southern Africa in recent days. The nation's president estimates that as many as 1,000 people have died, many of them in the port city of Beira. Neighboring South Africa has sent in soldiers to help with search and rescue efforts and is appealing to local companies to donate goods and services. VOA correspondent Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Mozambique braced itself Tuesday for a mounting death toll and a host of humanitarian needs in the wake of Cyclone Idai, which hit the coastal city of Beira on Friday before moving through Mozambique and on to Malawi and Zimbabwe. The initial official death toll stood at 84, but Mozambican President Filipe Nyusi announced late Monday, after flying over the affected areas, that he estimated the number could be as high as 1,000. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies said in a statement Monday that the damage to Beira was massive and horrifying, and estimated that 90% of the city, which is home to more than 500,000 people, was destroyed.
A final verdict looms for an ex-Bosnian Serb leader who was sentenced to life in prison on war crimes and genocide charges in 2016. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Serb leader Radovan Karadzic is set to hear the final judgment on whether he can be held criminally responsible for unleashing a wave of murder and destruction in the 1990s. UN appeals judges are set to rule whether to uphold or overturn Karadzic's 2016 convictions for genocide, crimes against humanity and war crimes, as well as a 40-year sentence. Karadzic was convicted by a different court, the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, but should the UN judges overturn his convictions, it would likely be seen by many as another damaging blow to international courts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday endorsed U.S. government authority to detain immigrants awaiting deportation anytime, potentially even years after they've completed prison terms for criminal convictions. The 5-4 decision hands President Trump a victory as he pursues hardline immigration policies. Conservative justices were in the majority on the ruling. The liberal justices dissented. Federal authorities could pick up such immigrants and place them into indefinite detention at any time, not just immediately after they finish their prison sentences. The ruling leaves open the possibility of individual immigrants challenging the federal law involved in the case on constitutional grounds. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.